I'm on the phone now with Administrative Assistant for the Town of Carrollton, Terry Bell. Terry, meeting last night on Monday and a lot of stuff on the agenda. Let's start off here first. You went into closed session last night, and I think these agenda items were moved possibly to the closed session. Does that have anything to do with ordinances? Was any ordinances discussed in the private session?
No, actually, we went to closed session for personnel.
Okay.
It came back in regular session. You know, Fire Chief Curtis Shields has retired, and we accepted Lonnie Sincenik as our new fire chief.
Okay, excellent.
So he was promoted. It came out in regular session, so that is out there.
Okay. Did they discuss anything about the CenturyLink or social media ordinances?
No, there was nothing discussed that was on the new business.
Okay, so that was moved over to another date, I guess, tabled?
Yeah, the social media was tabled. Yeah, Scott Bartlett, our other council person, was not able to be here, and he's the one that kind of addressed that, so they wanted to wait for him to be here.
Okay.
So I'm sure we'll put that on the next agenda when our counselor's here.
Okay, then. If we could, then, let's go to the annual pump test bids. Can you tell us who the bid was awarded to, or at least the contract was awarded to, for testing the 5 fire trucks and their pumping apparatuses?
Yes, and let me find that. That was emergency apparatus, and I don't know if you had gotten here at that time or
yes,
not.
Yes, I was. Emergency apparatus maintenance, mm-hmm, I believe
mm-hmm,
it was.
That was it. And total cost of that, I think we, $1,842.50.
Okay, and so that how long will that take before the trucks are tested and possibly serviced?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty quickly, from what I heard Lonnie say, just within the next week or so.
Okay,
and that's a year. That's an annual thing that they do, so it's just time to have that done for the year.
Oh, absolutely, it's required by law,
mm-hmm,
if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and also another one was the water rates. I had a gentleman in with the water rates. Now, possibly they are. You know, I know the board said that they approve a motion by them to raise the rates, just to partially raise them and not significantly.
Mm-hmm.
But can you tell us how long that might take for them to possibly get public notice out and allow public comment?
Well, you know, I really don't know. They will have their meeting this Thursday, and he will present it. I'm sure Mr. Paul will present it to the board that the council agreed on the increase. Of course, the base was staying the same at $10.85, and then the dollar amount per 1,000 gallons was $4.02, and the council agreed and voted that they could raise it to $5.
Okay, so just
so it's 98 cents.
Right, and which really is not that much on a new bill, and but
right,
will help get revenue, because I believe there has to be new mains put in, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true, and they have not raised water rates for quite some time, and you know, as cost of everything goes up, it is for, you know, as we had to do with the sewer, you know, it just had to be up there because we were below, and we had to show, you have to just increase a little bit. We don't want to do it to the public at big, you know, leaps all at once, so just a little bit slowly. And maybe it's just the ouch won't be so bad.
Right, and that was to address also there's a significant deficit for the water department.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, last night we had a discussion about Roop Center, the Roop CDs, the intra-CDs. Mm-hmm. There was a new account opened up, is that all right?
No, I brought to them, we received a letter that next year they will no longer be sending out paper checks for the interest that we get on our Roop CD. That's quarterly interest that we receive off of that $1 million. And the council decided, I keep it now, and it's called general fund, or we put it in a CD. So what they wanted to do is just open a savings account and have that money deposited directly to there. Kind of like a, you know, just a good checks and balance of knowing exactly where the money is and, you know, accountability.
Oh, okay, then. All right, and also there were some, they weren't appointed necessarily because they won't be sworn in until November 1st, but there were some approvals for appointments to certain boards. Can you just go give a general oversight of who was will be reappointed and who will be new appointments?
Well, actually, we have several of the boards. We still need a few, but we've done pretty good finding people that were gracious enough to serve, and we'll start off with the library board. First year. Term for 3 years, Josh Fisher and Connie Kendrick. And then we have a second term for 3 years, which is a reappointment of Kim Davis. On the police board, the first year term for 3 years, Larry Layblock. City Works board, a reappointment for 3 years is Jared Miller. And first year appointment is Sergio Ochoa. On our fire board, We still need one. We still need someone. So if anybody is interested in serving on the fire board, you know, give us a call at City Hall. Reappointments are Wes Jackson and Keith Higgins for 3 years. We have a Duderstadt board, which is some ground donated and left to us by the Duderstadt family, and we are right now just trying to line that up with new board members. So I have 2 out of 5, so that's working out pretty well. We need planning and zoning. We have filled our first, we had one first term, and Kendall Gladback accepted that. Our park board, first term for 1 year, Steve Bittaker, Jeremy Ford, and Clyde Willis. First term for 3 years, Lola Miller and Jason Miller. And usually those boards run 3 years, but we've got the park board had kind of gotten off track with you know, resignations and that type of stuff. So this 1 year is going to bring everybody back into where they're not all getting off of the board at the same time.
Of course.
So, but anyway, that's what we have so far.
All right. And Terry, was there anything else that you'd like to discuss about last night's meeting, or we just wait until the next session?
Well, the only other thing is that the council decided to go on with our retirement plan with State Farm, so that was a good thing, so our employees can maybe save a little money that way.
That's always a good thing.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you very much, Terry. You have a great day.
You too, Mike.
Again, that's Terry Bell, Administrative Assistant for the Town of Carrollton.